Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. This is Jonathan. I am here once again with my friend Chris, and once again with our new friend Mark. Say hello, Chris and Mark.
I don't say Mark's a new friend. We've known him for a while. This is the first time we've dragged him in here.
I'm really disappointed that neither of you said...
Hello, Chris and Mark.
Thank you. Yeah. Good Lord. What does it take to pull a joke out of you people?
Well, it's only because it's the same joke that we do every single podcast. I figured I would switch it up just a little bit.
It makes me laugh.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, Chris and Mark.
Too late. All right.
Hello, too late.
So you guys know the game at this point. We're in episode 10. We're going to play by the same rules we played by in episode 9. That means there's going to be three rounds with three questions each and a midpoint worth 20 points, and then another three rounds with three questions each. Each question's worth 10 points, giving you a total of 200 points going into the final round if you have a perfect score. Did I say that right for everybody?
Yeah, you're good.
All right, sounds good. So before we get started, Chris, I think you brought some fun little questions to get us rolling with.
I did, as a matter of fact, and this comes from the book Mental Floss, Split Decision by John English and Ethan Trex. And the first question that I have for you two fine gentlemen is, I'm going to give you a term, and you need to either tell me if it's a minor league baseball team or a regional delicacy. Okay, you guys can talk about it, but make a decision.
The war pigs.
Okay, so the first one is Nebraska Runzas, and that's R-U-N-Z-A-S. Nebraska Runzas.
Have you ever heard of a Runza?
I have not, but that sounds like it would be a minor league team.
I was going to say food because I've never heard of it, but I'll defer if you want. I think it's food.
Okay, we'll go with food.
It is a regional delicacy.
Oh,
all right.
It is pockets of dough filled with meat, veggies, and spices.
Hey, that sounds pretty freaking good.
I think when I visited my relatives there, I had the Nebraska Runzas.
After lunch, you had the Nebraska Runzas. Yeah.
Okay, this one's a slow pitch softball. The Montgomery Biscuits.
Yes,
what?
Team.
Yes. I dropped my biscuit. There's now a biscuit mascot sitting up on the floor looking at me forlornly.
So, Jonathan, who are the Montgomery Biscuits?
The Montgomery Biscuits are the AA affiliate of my Tampa Bay Rays. Monty is their biscuit mascot, who is so awesome because his tongue, literally a pat of butter on the inside of a biscuit with an open mouth.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm going to give you guys two more. The next one is the Modesto Nuts. Modesto Nuts.
You know, what's funny is I know Visalia had a team called the Nuts.
I thought it was Vidalia Onions.
Visalia has nuts, I'm for sure. I bet it's probably the nut. I bet it's probably food. Yeah. I mean a team.
Oh.
I bet it's a team.
Oh.
But you don't have to go with me. You can strike off on your own.
Yeah, I'm going to go straight and just say food.
All right. It is a minor league baseball team. The Nuts are the Class A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Hmm. Your final one.
Are there... You know, could be worse. They could have been the Rocky Mountain Oysters. Still nuts.
Yeah, you're pretty nuts for saying that. The last one for this category, I'm going to have to give you guys one more.
Okay.
Is the Philadelphia Scrapple.
That's food. And if you're Pennsylvania bound, you know that's food.
That's got to be just food.
Okay, that is a regional delicacy. This dish contains pork, scraps, and cornmeal.
It's not a delicacy, trust me.
Yeah, it's like a diner. It's literally diner leftovers that people started swearing by. Yeah.
The two that I didn't were the Toledo Mud Hens and the Portland Sea Dogs.
Those are both teams.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows about the Toledo Mud Hens just because of the
Major League.
Well, the TV show MASH.
I was going to say Clinger.
Yeah, Clinger on MASH. Absolutely right. Okay, so your second category that we're going to do real quick is... is it a Steven Seagal movie or a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Yes.
Hard to Kill.
Oh.
Seagal?
Yes, that's Seagal.
Seagal is correct.
Woo!
Marked for Death.
No idea.
That's Van Damme.
That is Steven Seagal.
Whoa. Oh!
The tagline, he's a good cop in a bad mood.
That's so 80s.
All right, the next one is The Hardcore. The Hard Corpse, excuse me. And the corpse is C-O-R-P-S. The Hard Corpse.
Seagal does those kind of like submarine.
Yeah, but they just did two Seagals in a row. It's got to be Van Damme. Just by game theory.
All right, we'll go Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
Van Damme plays an American soldier dealing with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The next one is Fire Down Below. And no, it's not an adult movie.
I was trying to think of an attractive redhead. to make a joke about
Tabasco sauce in his pants. It was a, it was a Mexican food truck tragedy.
Oh, man. I got Jonathan choking. Well done.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that is...
I think he had a case of the Nebraska
Runyons. The Nebraska Runyons.
He had
the Philadelphia Scrapple.
Yeah, the Nebraska runs us and ended up with a fire down below.
I think that's a Seagal.
Shoot, you got me.
Let's go Seagal.
Steven Seagal movie.
Well
Seagal
done.
Plays an EPA agent helping people in Kentucky fight polluters.
Really?
Yes, really.
Did they have all Sudden Death in that list?
No, Sudden Death was not on here. Oh. You have Hard Target and Lionheart.
Those are both Van Damme, aren't they?
I was an extra in Sudden Death.
Were you really?
Yeah. They filmed it in Pittsburgh. They asked for a whole bunch of extras, the Philly Arena spots and all that stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
That's pretty cool.
My uncle was a extra in the movie, what was the Jackie Robinson movie recently last
42.
Couple
years?
He played one of the reporters that shoved the microphone in Jackie's face when he was playing in Macon, Georgia.
No kidding. Oh. Very cool.
Yep.
Okay, so that's our fun little split decisions trivia to warm us up a little
that's
bit.
That's pretty cool.
So hopefully you guys had a few chuckles.
Oh, man, I hurt my throat laughing just now.
Well, fire down below!
So, Chris, you dominated me in the last game. Let's see.
Thoroughly dominated you.
Yeah, let's see if you can keep it up now, buddy.
That's a good question. Let's turn it over to Mark. Round one.
All right. Round one. First question is a science question.
Science.
All right.
Okay. I was like, what the heck are you doing over there? Are you
that's
like,
the song.
Did you eat like a can of beans or something? You're like,
like trumpet butt.
That's Jonathan's nickname from here on out.
Trumpet butt.
Back to Trivial Warfare with Trumpet Butt and Chris.
That's our morning show name, Chris and Trumpet Butt.
All right, science question.
Science.
Which part of a plant produces pollen?
Okay, what am I answering here?
That's a good question, because I actually already have mine written down.
Do you?
I think it's wrong, but I have it written down.
I'm trying to think of the right word.
So the answer, basically.
Yes. I'm trying to think of the thing, you know, the answer.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go with the stamen, and I know that's wrong.
Yeah, okay. Actually, that's what I wrote, too, is stamen.
It is the stamen.
Boom!
John Stamen.
That was so freaking lucky.
All right. Television.
TV.
Okay. Oh, you got a window on this one.
All right. I got a window right there.
And there.
Oh.
That won't help you with this one. All right. Within 20 episodes either way, how many episodes of the TV show Full House aired during its original run?
TGIF. It feels way... My number feels way too high, but...
Okay. I'm ready.
I know that I'm not great at these. All right. So my logic, I know that a... TV show standard season is 26 episodes if it's a full season and 13 episodes if it's a half season. I gave them roughly 6 years in the spotlight and one 13 show season to end out. I'm roughing numbers here. I gave them 143.
Actually, it's 22 episodes as a full season.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just crapped on myself.
But most comedies actually go 24 episodes.
Where am I getting 26 from?
I don't know. Well, because 13 episodes is a half season.
Oh, I probably extrapolated
so,
one time.
I think they're around for about 9 seasons, however.
Oh.
And so my answer is 210.
Okay.
Wow, we're way off.
And whoa. Well, the answer is 193. So.
Oh, you get it right.
Yes.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
You know, that's a show, I don't know, maybe it's because I was in college and I wasn't paying attention to TV. Did that show ever hit it in syndication where they got shown all the time?
Oh, yeah.
It's on now.
Yeah.
Is it really?
TBS and ABC Family shows.
Because I can't even imagine there being 193 episodes of that crap.
Yep. It was a quality show.
Yeah, sure it was.
Well, what was so funny to me about that show was Bob Saget. Bob Saget's one of the dirtiest comedians that's out there, period. And here he is playing this wholesome stay-at-home dad.
That dude works so blue, he's indigo.
he was midnight blue is what he was, man. But that's incredible. And then also he did America's Funniest Home Videos. And I just
Wholesome act.
I know. I'm just wondering, it's like, as dirty as he was, how the heck was he not going, man, why am I doing this crap?
Paying the bills, man.
Yeah.
Send him over the edge.
Yeah, but I went like 225 and then then I went 205, and then I went 196, and then I went up to 230. I was all over the place.
Oh, man.
You got it. Nice job.
Chris is great. You should see on a real trivia night where we get a number of seasons kind of question, Chris will straight up say, well, I know this show had 9 seasons and 1 half season, and I know this show had this, so that one was kind of like this one, except one less. Literally, wow. He knows out of the last 20 years, he knows how many seasons most major shows had. It's creepy.
Like a idiot savant.
Yes, but
with, yeah, that's a good description.
But with mindless knowledge that will help nobody out in the
long run.
That's
what he meant by idiot savant.
Nice.
I am that guy.
Special. All right, round one.
No, the Bethel.
Special.
Finishing round
well,
one.
Well, isn't that special?
Entrepreneurs is your category.
All right.
All right.
Who was the entrepreneur who was responsible for the expansion of the American steel industry by using the Bessemer process?
Okay. For the first time, Jonathan's like, bam, right out of the gun. And
if thinking, it's not right, I don't want to be wrong. I didn't say that right. No, actually, I did say that right. If it's not right, I still don't want to be wrong.
If it's wrong, I don't want to be right.
That's what I was going with.
Yeah, I know. My answer is Andrew Carnegie.
Yep.
Carnegie.
That is correct.
All right.
Yep. He also was really great with lunch meats.
Ba-da-ba.
I mean, his deli is outstanding.
Rib shot, please.
Hey-o.
I was thinking it might be Dale Carnegie also, but then
Dale. Oh, man.
I know. I mean, that's why I was like, no, that's not right. Maybe it's the other one.
That's why you only go with last name if you can get away with it.
All right. We finished up the first round. Chris is pitching a perfect game so far with 30 points. Jonathan is with 20.
Falling behind early again.
All right. Round two. We start out with geography.
Okay.
Which continent has the most countries?
Oh, that's tricky.
Wow. I love that question, though. It's tough, but fair. I know this isn't the answer, but can I say Eurasia?
That would be a negative.
I'm going to go with Pangaea.
Earth.
False. That was just one with Pangaea.
You're right. There was no nations on Pangaea.
Yeah, that was
call.
Just one.
Okay. I'm counting right now.
Wow. I'm just guessing. He's counting.
I'm counting wrong. I guarantee I'm missing 10 or 20. It's like counting books of the Bible. You always leave out 10 and don't realize it.
66.
All right. You have yours written down?
Yeah.
For me, it came down to Africa or Europe. And the countries in Africa are just so big. I mean, obviously, Africa is much bigger than Europe. But I'm going with Europe.
I said Asia, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Because I really thought, like, especially because there's so many little countries, like, all around China and everything like that, that's what I was kind of focusing
there
on.
There are a few, but Russia and China and Mongolia take up so much of that space.
I'm not disagreeing, but there is, I mean, anyway, what's the answer?
Coming in with 53 countries, Africa.
Oh.
We both are frustrated with ourselves right now.
Man, because, I mean, Africa came into the equation.
All right, music.
Music.
Yeah. Dang it. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, I have one here. It's in the fridge. Coke Zero if you want it.
Nice.
What city was Michael Jackson born in?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Crap.
Really?
Yeah, really,
you're struggling on this one.
I don't know anything about where Michael Jackson was born. My soon-to-be ex-wife is the one who watched the stupid miniseries. I'm going with Detroit.
Gary, Indiana.
It's Gary, Indiana. Yep.
Boom!
Man, how do you know that? Is it because you saw the stupid miniseries?
No, I didn't watch the miniseries. I don't like watching miniseries. Like, I mean, unless it's...
You love watching miniseries. No, what are you talking about?
No, unless Ken Burns does it, I don't want to watch it, especially if it's history-based. But I was researching a Jackson's question for you for another trivia. and that was part of the question. It was like, what group was from Gary, Indiana? And I was like, okay, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, finishing out round two. Flags.
Flag. Fun with flags. Yes.
Thanks, Sheldon Cooper.
What are the two colors on China's flag?
I know I got one right, and it's the other one. It's like, which shade of whatever is it? All right. I said red and gold.
Okay.
I said red and gold.
Oh, I see.
I thought it might be red and yellow. That's what I was kind of going with.
Pretty sure it's gold.
It's red and yellow, however...
It's arguable.
It's arguable. Gold, shade of yellow, same.
Either we're both right or we're both wrong. So if I had said yellow, I'd say you were wrong.
I say points for both.
All right. Yay. So after two rounds, Jonathan, I am now up 50 to 30.
Yes. This is not going well.
now we're going into round three, if I remember correctly.
Yep, round three.
Round three.
Okay, start with a sports question.
Sports.
What is the last name of the racing brothers, Emerson and Wilson?
Wilson! It's funny. You're thinking Castaway, and I'm thinking Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Hey, Tim. You know, the guy that...
Home Improvement.
Yeah. I got two answers, and I think both of them are wrong. All right, what's your answer, Jonathan?
I said Andretti. I'm hoping they're the lesser-known Andretti brothers.
And I said Unser, because I thought it was the lesser-known Unser brothers.
Oh.
And then my other answer was Wood.
Emerson Wood?
No, well, there's the Wood brothers who are NASCAR owners.
Wilson Wood?
Oh. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, neither of you got it right.
All right.
Fittipaldi.
Oh, it's those guys.
Emerson Fittipaldi.
Fitta whatever.
Fitta no point.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Fitta rage.
All right, maybe cartoons will suit you a little better.
No, I guarantee cartoons will suit me better.
Cartoons. What is the first name of Tommy's older cousin on the cartoon Rugrats?
Oh, for God's sakes.
Ugh. Tommy Pickles. That's his name. It's Tommy Pickles, but I can't remember his stupid brother's name.
Tommy's older cousin. I have no
older
answer.
Cousin?
I've never seen Rugrats in my life.
It was a female. It's a girl.
I can't think.
I'm just going to make up a name.
Nobody.
Does it have to be first and last name?
No, first name's good.
All right. One in a million guess. I said Penny.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying it's Judy Pickles, because just saying the name Judy Pickles is funny.
I never remember them saying her last name.
Okay.
But she was known as Angelica.
Oh, I actually... Okay. Okay. Daggum.
I don't learn anything about cartoons that are drawn that poorly. I'm sorry.
I disagree. I didn't think it was drawn that poorly.
That cartoon was such a turnoff just from the visual of it.
Okay, you just asked me a question a couple weeks ago about Jinx, and so come on, man.
In the 60s, that was outstanding graphical art.
All right, so the last question in round three that we are both tanking in right now. We're writing this home.
We're showing off our skills right now. Even as a team, we would have sucked in this round.
Yeah. All right, alcohol.
Oh,
Chris's strong suit.
Oh, yeah, man. For the record, once again, I've never taken a sip of alcohol ever.
Mm.
All right, then.
Not even NyQuil.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
In college, it did in a pinch.
I wake up in the morning and do that.
It did in a pinch? Is that what you said?
That's right.
Wow.
Alcohol. Popular in 1920s speakeasies, an orange blossom is a mixture of orange juice and what?
What's the girl's name? What's the stupid girl's name on Big Bang Theory?
Penny?
No.
Blossom?
The one who was Blossom.
The one that was Blossom? Oh, Mayim Bialik?
So it's orange juice and Mayim Bialik.
Wow.
Nice.
Orange Blossom.
All I know is Blossom had a friend named Six. Who names their child a number?
Her mom, Seven.
Whoa.
Hey. 7, 8, 9.
What did Joey think about that? Whoa.
An orange blossom. They mixed orange juice
with
this.
Orange juice and what? Yep. 1920 speakeasies.
Even though it's an alcohol question, I think I might actually get this one right.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm guessing there's some logic behind your answer, too.
A little bit, as a matter of fact. Are you ready?
Well, now y'all just made me think that you're going to get it right, and I guarantee I'm going to get it wrong.
What's your answer?
I said gin.
I said gin, too, also.
Gin is correct.
Hey! Yeah.
Gin blossoms.
Yep.
Oh!
Yes. Also, bathtub gin was the alcohol of choice.
The reason I went with gin was it felt like a speakeasy kind of drink for some reason to me.
Yeah, bathtub gin was, I mean, also it could have really killed you. I mean, I was thinking,
well, in the South it would have been moonshine, but they didn't really have speakeasies in the South. They basically just shot the sheriff and kept drinking where they were. And
didn't kill the deputy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. So going into halftime. Jonathan, you're not really closing the distance, but you're keeping the same. It's 60 to 40.
60 to 40. I've got to catch up. I need some good hardcore history questions, literature questions, and science questions to catch up to Chris.
Jonathan really needs you to tailor make it for him. Please.
That's right.
Can you do that since you have all the questions written out already?
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Not. All right. Well, this halftime question is going to be right up your alley then.
Oh.
It's a sports question.
Sports.
All right.
Yeah. It's a hockey question.
Hockey!
Well, now it's open season now. It's fair game.
All right. Name the four teams that have the most Stanley Cup appearances.
I wonder how many we're talking about here. If I had an idea of that, like if 6 is a lot or if 20 is a lot, that would make a big difference in which ones I go with. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
6 is not a lot.
I didn't think it would be.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. So my logic in coming up with my answers, I was torn between going between teams that I know had good runs versus going for older teams that I'm not sure they had good runs, but they're so old they probably won a lot. So I went with the Montreal Canadiens, the Detroit Red Wings, the Boston Bruins, and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Man.
All nice older teams.
You got all 4 of them.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Boom, shakalaka!
Nice job. Okay, because I know I didn't get it. And actually, I can't remember all
the ones. Well, now you know for sure. Yeah.
Well, I can't remember all the ones that you said, but the ones I said was, I said the Red Wings.
Yeah.
I said the Maple Leafs. So the Oilers and the Blackhawks. See, the Bruins went through a long span where they didn't win crap.
Yep.
I mean, they didn't. I mean, and that's the only reason I was about to put them in, but I remembered that. I can't remember the defenseman's name.
Was it Bork?
Bork. Ray Bork.
Yeah, Ray Bork. That ended up, he had to go to Colorado just in order to win. I mean, and that's the only reason why I didn't put them on there, and that cost me 5 points.
Well, where were the Canadiens on your list, though? That was, I thought, the most obvious.
As soon as you said that, I was like, I had an imaginary cartoon person kicking me in the butt. I mean, I was like, dadgummit, why did I not think of that?
They had 34 appearances for the Canadiens.
Nice job, Jonathan.
Man, I went with all old teams. The one I was most questioning was the Maple Leafs. Because they haven't won much recently.
Right.
But, you know, back in the day when there was only 10 teams.
Yeah. Well, remember, there was the original 6. Yeah. And we were one of them.
So
all right. Well, Jonathan, you caught up. You caught 10 points up. So now I'm leading 70 to 60.
All right.
So nice job, man.
Rocking the hockey.
Okay. Round 4. Music. Which famous rock group released the double album Exile on Main Street?
You wrote that really quick, so you're pretty sure of that answer.
I'm pretty sure of it. If I'm wrong, I'm just stupid. Not that you're stupid, wrong.
Yeah, no, that makes him stupid, too.
What I'm saying is, if that's wrong in my head, if I think clearly that it's right and it's not, then shame on me.
Well, what's funny is you said that, and the only thing that's coming up in my head is the Liz Phair album, Exile in Guyville, which she did a spinoff of that, and it's just, it's...
She being Sarah McLachlan?
No, she meaning Liz Phair.
Oh, Liz... I was thinking of Lilith Fair.
Oh, no, Lilith Fair. No. You know who I'm talking about.
Though. No, I do now. Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and say my answer, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's Led Zeppelin.
Okay. I said the Rolling Stones.
Ah.
Yeah, it's the Stones. Yep.
Yes. Tie game, baby. Woo. Tie game.
Yeah, but for the record, you tied on a hockey question.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
You should be.
Dang it. Now, if we were playing pub trivia and you said that, I would have... backed you up 100%.
You'd be like, oh yeah, of course that's right.
Well, no, but it's like, as soon as you said that, it was like, that's what sparked it in me. But trying to come up with an answer on a one-on-one like this by myself, it's like, I was sunk.
It's
sure.
Much harder to get things right without anybody saying anything to you, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, literature. What Shakespeare play opens with, "Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by this son of York"?
Ah. There's 2 answers floating around in my head. You already wrote yours down?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Richard III, you know, my horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. For some reason, it's sticking in my head as possibly being the answer, but I feel more compelled to say Hamlet. So I'm going to go with Hamlet.
Okay.
I said Richard III.
It's Richard III.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Golly. I lost my tie. I was tied. And now I'm not.
Okay,
I could have been a contender.
The only reason I knew that answer was because there was a combination of Richard III and Richard IV called The War of the Roses that they made into a very, very long play. And because it was one of the focal pieces of the final episode of the 3rd season of West Wing. That's
sakes, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Chris gets a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
He goes way around to tie it to a TV show and bring it back and get it right.
Yeah.
Go figure.
And learn from TV. All right, taglines.
That was frustrating.
Which online dating website's tagline is, "Life is short, have an affair"?
What?
Wow.
Which online dating website's tagline is, "Life is short, have an affair"?
Wow, that's inappropriate.
It is. And the funny part is I semi-know the answer, but I can't remember the last name of the stupid person. I almost want to not get this one right because my fiance will be listening to this.
Oh, but their ads pop up all the time.
Yeah, that's true. especially on like and on TV, it's the weirdest thing. So it's seeing,
really?
Yeah, seeing like commercials for that crap. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
All I see nowadays is a stupid Mickey Mouse Club.
You don't see them on the Disney Channel.
No. Although on the Disney Channel, you do find out a lot about hair extensions, I found out.
No, we're still in the Disney Junior stage.
Okay, all right. I can't think of the answer. I know the first name, and I can't think of the last name. So
why are you saying it like it's a person's name?
Because it is a person's name.
He's asking for the website.
Yes, and I'm giving you half the answer right there. You should be thanking me. And if you notice, Mark is shaking his head yes, like Chris is right, mm-hmm. but he's helping you out here.
So, audience, just know my shame, and they're actually giving me clues, and I'm still not anywhere.
Well, what's sad is I'm giving you clues, and I can't remember anyway.
I'm going with johndoe.com.
It's Ashley, and whatever her stupid last name is, .com.
Simpson?
No, it's not Simpson. No. So go ahead and...
AshleyMadison.com.
Dadgummit!
So
they take pride in the fact that y'all don't.
That's a good point.
Your computers are clear.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing you'll find on Jonathan's computer is baseball fantasy stats.
I like my fantasies to have numbers.
And Trivial Podcast.
You're pretty much right.
We got a scoring update?
Yes. Yeah. After four rounds, I am up 80-70.
I would have been fine if I'd stuck with Richard III. Oh, that's so frustrating.
All right, next
round.
And
then OscarMadison.com or whatever the heck, that is.
All right, we've got a science question. Science! What study deals with the structure of the universe and its origin? Study that deals with the structure of the universe and its origin.
Did you already write yours down?
Yeah.
So as I was thinking about my answer, and I may not be right, but I think the root is going to be cosmos. And I had to fight the urge not to write cosmetology.
I was doing the same thing. I had to stop.
Started twice. It's like, no, not cosmetology. So I wrote cosmology.
And actually, I wrote the same thing.
And you guys are both right.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm impressed with you there, Mr. Mr. 63% in science questions on Trivia Crack.
Really? 63%?
Yep, 68%, thank you.
Oh, he's been getting better.
No, that's not it. It's always been 67, 68. I float in between those two.
Two out of three ain't bad, like Meatloaf says.
There you go. He meatloafed it. Yeah. That's what Joe Madden
is a catchphrase now.
Joe Madden, who used to be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Rays.
And now who does he coach for?
The stupid Cubs.
Yay!
He literally talks about it, and he says he goes into series hoping to meatloaf the series.
That's a good strategy.
He tells his teams, hey, two out of three ain't bad.
True. Very true. All right, sports.
Sports.
What NFL team plays their home games at Levi's Stadium?
It'll be interesting to see if Jonathan's memory is good, because we had a discussion about this just the other day.
It may not be good.
All right, your answer.
49ers.
49ers. Yep. His memory is good.
Yes, thank goodness.
Because we were talking about WrestleMania, and next WrestleMania is at Levi's Stadium.
Really?
That might be the reason that I got it right.
Yeah, now I'm kicking myself for saying that.
Because I didn't know where that came from. When you asked the question, I thought to myself, I know the 49ers just got a new stadium, and I don't remember ever hearing it before. Maybe that's it.
Well, in the tie-in with Levi Strauss.
What's the tie-in, though?
Levi Strauss, that's how he made his money. He built sturdy work pants because the gold miners and the 49ers.
Oh, there's a legitimate 49er tie-in.
Oh, absolutely.
Boy, I had no idea.
Yeah. I didn't go with the WrestleMania aspect of it to try to figure it out.
Chris always goes the long way around,
well,
man.
You're classier than I am.
Yeah, I don't know about that. All right. Finishing out the round, we got a history question.
History.
What did the U.S. construct from 1904 to 1914 thanks to a push from Teddy Roosevelt?
You can talk it out, brother. I already have it written down.
I could tell. You were like quick. You and your Teddy Roosevelt questions.
TR is my favorite president.
I know. Mine's Harry Truman, and that does not help me out at all right now. Okay. My answer is, I don't know what it was originally called, but I'm going to say it was the Hoover Dam.
Okay.
Panama Canal.
Dang it.
Yes. Panama Canal.
Yes.
Can you hear Van Halen in the background?
Panama.
Man, guess who just swept that round?
Uh-oh.
That guy.
Is he in the lead now?
No.
I think we're tied.
We are tied up at 100.
100 each.
Yep, going into round 6.
All right, just got exciting. Now things, this is better. Things are tense. I like this.
I like the tension.
Well, I'm just saying because
I like the tension a lot.
Chris tends to crumble under pressure.
Oh,
no. President Scroob. Sorry, y'all didn't see the motion he made towards me.
He's telling you that you were number one.
Who is number two?
All right, round six, geography.
Okay, oh boy. Yeah, this is for the. This is where it goes downhill from here.
Located in the land of Lincoln, what is the second most populous county in the United States?
Want to say it together?
Cook
County.
Yep, Cook County. All right, movie links.
Sweet.
Oh, is this like a tri-bond kind of deal?
Yeah. Name the actor or actress that appeared in all of the following.
Oh, I'm so in trouble. This is going to be the end of my tie.
That Thing You Do.
Yep, I'm screwed.
The Incredible Hulk, 2008. And Empire Records.
I was already writing it down after the second one.
All right. You already written down?
Yep.
I haven't written an answer down. I wrote down the names of the movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. So talk it out.
Yeah, I have to. So I like Empire Records.
Great movie. Just a lot of fun.
Oh.
Now I got it. It's a pretty...
Trying to remember the Incredible Hulk.
An easier one.
Yeah.
Y'all are talking, it's an easier one. Yeah. I'm struggling over
and
here,
also,
okay?
That Thing You Do, I love that movie.
Yeah, I've never... That sounds like a romantic comedy.
It was also Tom Hanks' first movie that he ever directed.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Okay.
I'm never going to have seen any romantic comedy.
He even wrote the music in it, too. He was... He created a record company based off of that movie called Playtone Records.
So I was naming people in my head from Empire Records, which the DVD's over here. And Robin Tunney's in there. And it's not Renee Zellweger. Maybe it is Renee Zellweger in there. Was she in there? Yeah, okay. And then I got to the guys, and I was like, no, it's not one of them. But then I think Liv Tyler might have been in The Incredible Hulk, and I know she was in Empire Records, so I'm going with Liv Tyler.
Okay.
Yep, the answer is Liv Tyler.
Yes, it is.
Thank God. Yep. I'm glad you threw Empire Records in there, because at least it was a movie I knew well in order to base my other thoughts off of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's seen Empire Records, but he hasn't seen Stand By Me all the way through. And he won't watch Stand By Me all the way through. What the heck?
Empire Records was in my young drug culture phase. Where like
anything else you want to confess?
Sebastian, when you hear this in 15 years, your dad doesn't do it anymore.
I didn't say your dad... I didn't say, hey, I'm doing a lot of drugs, but I was hanging out with a lot of folks in the drug culture. So anything Kevin Smith I was watching, Empire Records, all that kind of stuff. I was very much into that.
All right. Last question of the round. Presidential quotes. What Harry Callahan line did Ronald Reagan say to tax increasers?
So I said, do you feel lucky, punk? Okay. Well, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yes. Chris has it. Yep.
Because. So Jonathan could not finish out the round perfect. Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum.
I am so cheesed off right now.
So going into the final question, it's still very, very tight. Chris, 130. Jonathan, 120.
What's the category?
Numbers.
Okay.
Put these numbers in order.
One, highest to lowest.
3.14.
Go.
All right, I have my wager written down.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so what's our question?
I'm going to give you four different things, and you need to give me the number associated with these four particular things.
No. Okay, so like number of episodes in a normal TV season kind of thing.
Well, yes, but it's not that hard.
Oh. 22.
Right. Okay, oddly enough, the first one was actually spoken about a little earlier tonight.
Oh.
The number of books combined in the Old and New Testaments. I was a little surprised when I heard that one come out earlier.
Hold on. I don't think we said, what are we attempting to do with these?
You are giving me the number. So you're going to write this down, and you're going to give the number matched with the thing.
We have to get it exactly right?
The number,
we're not putting
it
in order?
No, not putting them in order. You just have to match. Give me the number.
Nice. Perfect.
Yes. I like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is, I'm totally doomed now. I was hoping it was in order.
Doomed!
Number of keys on a standard piano. Third thing. The jersey number worn by Wayne Gretzky, and the last two digits of the year the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Dang it, I think hockey's going to screw me again. I got 99 problems, and hockey is one.
Oh, boy.
Have you got all of them?
No, I'm stuck on the piano. Total Keys, White and Black?
Yes.
I'm glad we didn't segregate.
Mark, don't play that way.
Nope, they all live together on the key. On the
in perfect harmony.
That's, yeah, Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony.
Thing is, Stinks is...
If the Bible books is right, he totally helped me because I wouldn't have gotten that ever.
Man, that stinks too. But, I mean, I think I got 3 out of the 4. I'm just not sure about stupid hockey.
Have you written yours down? You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I said the total books in the Bible was 66. Thank you, Mr. Hollister, for that nugget of knowledge earlier. I said the keys on the piano was 104. 8 octaves of 8 white keys and 8 octaves of 5 black keys gave me 104 total.
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky wore number 99. He had 99 problems and 99 was
one.
Oh
my gosh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
And yeah. I said the Declaration of Independence was 1976.
Are you kidding
me? 76.
I gave you that answer too?
You had 3 of them.
Okay.
I only had 3?
Yep, you missed the piano keys.
Damn it.
Yeah, because it's 88 keys are on a piano.
That is correct.
88 keys. However, I said 66 books in the Bible, 88 keys on a piano, 76 is the 2 digits of it, and stupid Wayne Gretzky, number 80 is what I wrote.
No.
Dadgummit.
Hold on, 88 keys on the piano?
Yep. Yes.
Man. All right, so we both missed it.
Yeah.
Now it comes down to wagers.
I wrote 100 points as my wager.
You're lying.
No, I'll show you.
You have to because it's the end of the game. So, well, you threw.
Chris,
right now, let me say what's happening. Play by play, Chris is having to get up and pick up the index card that he threw across the room in frustration, and he handed it to Mark. And Mark, how many points did he wager?
You bet 100.
100 and missed it. Jonathan has a whole bunch of numbers on his page now.
He's picking which one he wants to show.
No. He has one underlined, and it's the number 11.
Wow.
Oh.
Jonathan bet one more than he needed to beat Chris if Chris bet 0.
Man. No.
So
I felt pretty confident in it.
Wow.
And so, but stupid Wayne Gretzky hosed me.
And you even said 99
honestly,
problems.
And that was like the easiest. To me, I thought that was the easiest one on the list.
I was trying to, because I saw the patterns in the numbers, and I figured, okay, 99's not going to be, it's too high up from what he's trying to accomplish here. So I figured it was in the mid-80s or whatever. And so I was like, I could say this, and it's not going to give Jonathan an answer. Man!
When you said 99 problems and Wayne Gretzky is one, I made very sure not to look at Mark. There was no way I was looking over there.
Thank God you knew that beforehand, so I didn't give
that. I knew
thank
that.
God. Oh my gosh, I feel like a moron.
Well, they were all double digits except for the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
I was wondering if anybody
would even pick
up and think that might have been
66, 88, 99.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody would pick up 177.
Yeah, 104. I wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
So you know my little tagline, right?
Uh-oh.
It's another win for Jonathan.
Yeah, because you got lucky. You got lucky.
Hey. Lucky, I don't think so. That's all about being smart.
All I'm
right?
saying
That's
is
smart wagering.
All I'm saying is that the last two, I have answered way more questions than you have.
Oh, look at that. This is what happens.
Justification.
Now,
hashtag, just saying.
For you guys in the audience, this is what's technically known as gripping.
A little bit, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Grip, 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 grip. All right.
So that's a win for Jonathan. I like saying that. What do I have to say next? Oh, okay. So we better close this out, right? Thank you to Mark for appearing on a second episode in a row. We want to make sure you check us out online. You can find us at TrivialWarfare.com. You can find us at Facebook, at Twitter, at Trivial Warfare on Twitter. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. You can find us just about anywhere you
look.
In fact, yeah, YouTube. Do a Google search on Trivial Warfare, and you'll be impressed by the number of things you turn up. Just saying. Give it a try.
Yeah. If you want to email us at trivialwarfare@gmail.com.
Right. And make sure you put a review out there on iTunes when you get a chance for us. All right, folks?
Please. Those are huge.
In fact, if you just want to take 5 seconds right now, just if you're not doing anything, walk over to your computer. I'll wait. Okay. Now, pop open iTunes, right? And your review says, "This podcast doesn't stink." I'll take that.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
Absolutely. 5 stars.
That's right. Doesn't sneak. 5 stars, please. All right, Chris, take us out of here.
All right, so everybody, we just want to say thank you again. Thank you, Mark, for joining us again for another episode. Thank you, Jonathan,
pleasure.
For actually showing up to this episode. We really appreciate it. And
we're in my house.
Yeah. No, I meant actually showing up to the trivia contest.
Oh, for the victors.
Oh, that's showing up to this game?
Yes, exactly.
Are you really talking to the winner like that?
Oh. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. My name's Chris. That's Jonathan. That's Mark. We're Trivia Warfare. And remember, it's not just trivia. It's war. See you next time, or listen to you next time. Or actually, you know what? You'll listen to us next time. Take care, everybody. Wow. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Let me restate this. Let me state this without sounding like a dork. Damn, that was loud.
Speaking of John
Holy
Stamen.
Holy crap. Speaking of John Stamen.
Yeah. By using the Bessemer process.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to keep going.
You're going to need to ask the question again.
Because, I can edit that.
Because of Doofenshmirtz burping.
All right, ask it again.
Hey, Flagler College football, still undefeated.
Oh, yeah. Do they play anybody?
They don't have a team.
Yes.
Wow.
They haven't lost, though.
That's right.
You know what last year's animal was?
I think it was dog.
I would have said dragon.
Horse.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he should have asked that.
No, that would have sucked.
No, I want to catch up, darn it. Can you repeat the question one more time for me, please?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Well done.
Don't waste your time. The doggone girl is mine.
Were they like hobo sitting on the back of a pickup truck or something?
No, that was Say Say Say.
Oh, that was
yeah.
The one,